reset my life so I can do the will of the Lord. Reset my life so I can do the will of the Lord. Oh, yeah.
Reset my life
so I can do. Restore the strength of my heart. Your healing hands will revive the fire in my soul. The passion I have, it yearns.
never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your fault. It is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the fall.
You never knew you'd be broken.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Praise God. A brand new year. Come on, let's stand to our feet and give God some praise. A brand new year. Look at somebody and say, a brand new you. Then tell them one more time, a brand new me. Amen, amen. We're going to move in a new way this year, 2022. Is that right? Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's do an old familiar song that we all know. Amen. Just to kind of open us up. Page 27 says, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm claiming it this year. I have the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Here a salvation purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Somebody help me say, this is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Verse 2. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, yeah, praying from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Anybody got a story out there? This is my story. Yeah, Lord, this is my song. Praising my Savior, praise Him all the day long. Oh, this is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Here's my verse. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. You know what, church? Watching and waiting. Oh, we're looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. You gotta tell somebody, this is my story. Yeah, yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior, I'ma praise Him all day long. Oh, this is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Yeah, praising my Savior all the day. I get happy when I think about this is my story. Yeah, yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior, I'ma praise Him all the day long. Yeah, this is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Thank you, Lord. Praising my Savior all the day long. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Oh, clap your hands for Jesus. Oh, it's my story. My story. He is my light. He is my hope. He is my deliverer. It's my story that He is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm happy now. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. It's my story. Can't nobody tell it like me. Because I know where He brought me from. Anybody know where He brought you from? Anybody know how He delivered you? From 2021 to 2022. Somebody ought to give Him glory. Somebody ought to give Him praise. Somebody ought to lift Him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My story. Can't nobody tell it like me. What the Lord has done. Father, we thank You for just being God. Thank You for bringing us from 2021 over into 2022. Oh, we're so grateful, Lord. Out of all the things we've been through, You keep on blessing us over and over again. And so, God, we come to say thank You. We come to lift You up. We come to give You praise. Because Your name is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that's been holding us, that's been keeping us. Thank You for Your angels that's been watching over us. Thank You for life, health, and strength. Thank You for food on our tables. Thank You for clothes on our backs. You've been good, Lord. You've Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was nobody but you, Lord, that brought us through. So we're grateful. We come to give you praise. We come to lift you up. Bless the preach man. Bless the preach word. Give us preaching power that your word will go forth. Your people might be delivered. They might be saved. They might be set free. Come, Holy Spirit, touch this choir today. Touch the musicians today. Touch your ushers today. Touch the mothers today. Touch the deacons today. Touch the deaconesses today. Touch us all in here. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Fill us right now with your Holy Spirit. God, we know if you come, everything will be all right. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our scripture today, amen, will be found in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 17. Two verses there, verse 24 and verse 25. Proverbs 17, beginning at verse 24. Amen. Are we there? Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Verse 25 says, and a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that beareth him. Sunday school lesson. Praise God. Thank you so much. We pray, amen, that the word would be a light and guide to our path, where you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Give the senior choir a hand. They so faithful. Amen. I didn't tell y'all this morning, but I was so grateful just to see y'all coming through the storm early this morning. And I want you to know I appreciate you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Sing, y'all.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. Oh, y'all sound so happy. Happy New Year this morning.
Happy New Year.
So good to see you all. It's a new year.
Praise God.
We thank God for bringing us down through 2021 and up to 2022.
Praise God.
Listen, the only reason why we're here is because of the cross that Jesus died on.
Come on now.
I'm going to say that again. The only reason why we're here is because of the cross that Jesus died on for you and me.
That's right.
He didn't have to, but he did. So in right fashion this morning, we're going to grab our hymn books choir. We went over this morning. We're going to do hymn number 79. And it simply says, At the Cross. I'll give you time to grab a hymn book, because we're going to have a good time here this morning. That's right. Hymn number 79. At the Cross. I'm going to give you a few more minutes to just, you know, grab your hymn book. That's right. At the Cross. We're going to do a couple of verses, a couple of choruses, and we're going to get out the way. Come on, you can put your hands together. You can stand or you can sit. It doesn't matter. As long as you got a hymn book and sing along with us. Here we go. At last standeth my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die. That's it. Come on. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? You got it. Let's do that first verse again. At last, and did my Savior. first stitch, you got it. Would he devote that sacred hand for such a worm as I? Come on, I know you know this part. Here we go. Oh, at the cross, at the cross. That again, come on. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Verse 2. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned up on the tree. Amazing fit, grace is unknown, and love beyond decree. Come on, at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Let's break the music. Here we go. Oh, at the cross. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Put those hands together. That ought to put a smile on your face, because I'm happy. He didn't have to go to the cross, but he did. I'm happy about it. I know you should be too.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. At the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Praise God. Here we are. A new year. We ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. A new year that he has blessed us. Amen. To come together. Amen. So truly we give him all the honor and all of the praises, and to all of the reverend clergies in the house, and to the officers, and to the mothers, and to the choir, usher, saints, and friends. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many happy that you made it over? Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, another year is here already. Question is, what you gonna do with it? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's welcome our organist today, Sister Regina. Amen. Filling in today. We so happy to have her. Amen. She has a lovely spirit. Amen. We thank God for her being here today. All right. Guess what? I got some good news for you. Isn't it good to have good news in a new year? Huh? Good news in a new year. We're going to start off with good news. Amen. You know what that good news is? We have paid off the mortgage. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good? In spite of the pandemic, he's still blessing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ushers, you might let them in. You might let them in. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to Thank you. Amen. Personally, by the grace of God, how he has blessed us. And thank you for your dedicated giving. Amen. During this pandemic that has made it possible for us to be able to pay off the mortgage that we had on the addition of the church. Amen. And so now, hallelujah, we can focus on some other things. Amen. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. For whatever you have done to make this possible. We appreciate you so much. Amen. We do want to continue to encourage you to, amen, be safe. Get your vaccine. Amen. This thing is getting worse. And we really don't want to, you know, stop in-house worship. So we asking everybody to be safe, you know, until the situation occurs where some of our members are, you know, catching it. We're going to try to have service, but we're praying that we won't have to stop. Amen. Because there's just nothing like being in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And from the scientists and doctors, if you got your vaccine, you got your booster, if you do catch it, it's not as severe. Amen. You won't have to be going to the hospital and getting on no ventilator. Amen. So we just say to you, be safe. Amen. Just limit it. You know, y'all going to the malls and, you know, going shopping, getting your shoes and dresses and suits and all that. Do it online. Amen. And the truth about the thing is you can't go nowhere anyway, so ain't no need of you spending that money. So you might as well just save it. Amen. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And so we say to you, please, ma'am, please, sir, be safe. Amen. All right. Let's move on. We want to thank all of you that has been praying for those on our Sunday school meeting. We've been having a good time. Good time. Elder Bradshaw gave us a good lesson today, and we invite you to join us virtual for our Sunday school. Amen. It will help you grow. Amen. That's where it starts at, Sunday school and Bible study. And then you know what I'm preaching about. And you know if I'm telling the truth or not. Come on, somebody. I can tell you anything. Amen. But if you're in the Word, if you know the Word, you know if I'm preaching the truth or not. Amen. Amen. So I want you to get for this new year, sign on. All you got to do is go on my website, sign on for our Bible study for our Sunday school. We have Bible study on Tuesdays, Bible study on Wednesday. Amen. Prayer service, prayer conference line on Saturdays at 7 p.m. So sign on. And let's make this year a great year. Amen. Because we'll be grounded and rooted in the Word of God. You know, a lot of people come to church and say, I love the Lord. But they don't really want to get to know the Lord. The only way you're going to get to know the Lord is through His Word. Come on, somebody. And the only way you're going to get a relationship with Him is through the Word. Amen. And so that's why I'm encouraging you the first of this year. I ain't fussing. I just want you to be right. What do Keith Wonderboy say? I want to be right. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's move on. Continue pray for those on our sick and concerned list, if you will. We have some that have lost loved ones. We'd like for you to please pray for Dr. Robin Tucker and her husband, Jesse Tucker. Her husband's father passed last week, and they will be having his homegoing service on Tuesday, January 4th at 11 a.m. at Willie A. Watkins funeral home there in Douglasville. Amen. And so we if you plan to view the body, you can do that 1 hour prior to the service on Tuesday. Amen. So let us pray for that family, if you will, and pray for Elder Bradshaw and his family, his niece Linda that passed in Detroit. So keep that family lifted in prayer. Sister Ernestine Clark, who's currently undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. Let's pray for Dickon Griffin's father, Glenn Barner, and Sister Angie Smith, recovering from strokes. Dickon Stewart and family, Beverly Scott, who has breast cancer. Reverend Darrell James and family, pray for Dickoness Karen Armstrong as she's recovering. All of those that are on our sick and concerned list, let's keep them lifted in prayer. We pray that your name don't be added to it, but you never know. Amen. So while you can, lift them up in prayer, because one day you might need somebody to pray for you. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank you. Dickoness Rivers' grandson was shot and killed there in New Orleans. And they're having his homegoing service this week, Tuesday also. All right. So please keep Dickon and Dickoness Rivers in your prayers and the family, if you will. All right. God bless you. We're getting ready now for our communion service. Reverend Bradshaw is going to read our occasion, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses, 23 through 30. Amen. If you will, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. And then Reverend Kitchen will come and administer our communion for us this morning. Amen. All right, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23, beginning at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren and sisters, mama them, grandmama, daddy them, all them names, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And listen, verse 34. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
To take part, we will give them time to be seated. Every head bow, every eye close. Our Father and our God, we just come in your Son Jesus' mighty name, Lord, to say thank you for what you did for us.
thank you that it's because of you, Father, that in you we live, we move, and we have our beings. It's because of you, Father, that we're able to come together this hour, this moment, to remember the sacrifice that you paid on the cross for us. And in the name of Jesus, thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Bless now these sacraments. Father, we pray that we do not think of them as unworthily as we take them, but purge us. Fix our minds and fix our hearts. Clean us up. Remove anything, Father, that may be causing us not to do what's right in your sight. It is in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you honor. We give you glory. Amen. Amen. At this time, you would, as Jesus, please stand to our feet if we can in reverence to God, those of us that can. Thank you. The bread that we hold in our hands, amen, is a representation of the body and blood, body of Jesus. He said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And as Elder read, we should not do this unworthily, for we bring condemnation upon ourselves. Let us all eat together in remembrance of Jesus. Likewise, the fruit of the vine that we hold in our hands is a representation of the blood that came streaming down on the cross of Jesus. As we drink together, we do it in remembrance of him. Let's all drink together. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. Somebody saw the blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down all for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood for me. You know what happened. He hung his head and died. Jesus hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. Can I do one more thing? You know what? He's coming back again. How many believe that? He's coming back again. Jesus coming back again for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. the blood for me. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give our senior choir a hand as they come.
Praise God. Amen. That's something that only you can answer. What is he to you? Amen. So many wonderful things about Jesus. So many wonderful things about him. Amen. Do you have a list of what he is to you? If we have to call the roll, somebody say, he's food on my table. He's shelter over my head. Shoes on my feet. Hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy. Always lasts forever. Praise God. Just for a few moments, if you will. Amen. Proverbs 17, verse 24. Proverbs 17, verse 24. This verse never jumped out at me like this before. So I thought a good time to share this with you would be the first of the year. Amen. I'm going to be reading from the Good News Version. It says, an intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you for this privilege and for this time in the Word. We pray that thou would come now. Take these lips of clear minds and use them for your glory. Amen. Let your Holy Spirit preach to me that somebody might hear from heaven. They might be saved, might be delivered, might be set free. We pray now that we would be receptive of your word, that we might digest it. It might be food for our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've entitled this, How to Make the Most of Your New Year. How to make the most of your new year. Ecclesiastics tells us there's a time for all things. Amen. And I think that we need to consider what we're doing with our time in the new year. Amen. So if we do that, we can see how to make the most from your new year. Can you believe it? That we are in a new year? It seems that with each passing year, time just speeds up. It seems that only yesterday we was worried about another 4 years of Donald Trump being president again. We made it through that. Hallelujah. And now we are faced with another year of this contagious viruses. We all can do one or two things this year. We can waste it away by sitting around and worrying about things we can't change. Things we failed to accomplish last year. Or the mistakes we made throughout the year. We can sit around and mope and have a pity party because things didn't go the way we wanted them. Or we can decide to make the most of this new year that God had granted us. This could be the greatest year you ever had up to this point if you make a conscious decision to do whatever it takes to have a great year. The point I want to get across is whatever we are going to do with our lives in this year, we had better get on the move because time is moving on. Time will wait for no one. Time is not going to sit still until we can make up our minds about what we are going to do. One other point that I want to make is if we are not doing something with our lives, it really doesn't matter how long the year is or how much time we have left in the year. In other words, if you ain't gonna do nothing, it really don't matter. That's the way some folks are. They just go with the flow. They don't make no decisions. They don't make no plans. You know what the word says. Well, I shouldn't say the word says, but the saying is, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So what are you going to do with 2022? How will this year be any different than last year? I'll give you a minute to think about it. How many of you would like 2022 to be better than 2021? Hallelujah. Amen. And this is what we need to understand, my brothers and sisters, is that we are here today by the grace of God. It is nothing so good that we have done that the Lord has kept us. Last year was a tough year. We went through some changes last year. We went through some crisis last year. The fact is, my brothers and sisters, that those disappointments that we had, some can say you had more disappointments than you had joy. Some of you may have had experience loss of loved ones. Some of you, it may have been a year of setbacks and failures. The bad news is there is nothing we can do to change last year. The good news is we can learn from last year, and today we have the opportunity to start over and make some changes, because the Lord says, I'm going to do a new thing in your life. God brings life to us in small pieces that we know as hours, days, and months. At the beginning of every year, he says, let's wipe the slate clean and let's start with a brand new year. I told them in the first service, we need to reset. You know, sometimes we get on our computer and it want to act up, and we got to reset it, amen, to get it back to where we want to be. So this is what we have to do in our life. Reset our mind. Reset our thinking. Amen. Because if this mind that was in Christ Jesus is not in you, then you ain't thinking right. I hate to bust your bubble. You might think you all that, but you ain't nothing without Jesus. Proverbs 17:24 in the Good News Bible says, an intelligent person aims at wise action, but a fool starts off in many directions. The last part of that verse describes them. It says a fool starts off in many directions. I wonder, do that describe you? You have no order in your life. You just wake up and just do what you do, how you do it, without even thinking about what you're doing and how it's going to benefit you and others. It's a time for us to just reset, to make the best out of this new year. You start your year off in haste, going into many different directions at one time with no plan of action. Then notice the word at the beginning of this verse. It says, an intelligent person aims at wise actions. That means they have a goal. They have objectives. They have an aim. They have a target. Have you set any goals for 2022? Or are you stuck in 2021? Somebody didn't treat you right. You puffing. Somebody lied on you. You huffing. Somebody told a great big lie on you. You complaining. I wonder today, are you just going to walk around this year and hopes it's better? You've got to have a plan. Tell your neighbor you need a plan. So let me share with you very quickly here four keys that would help all of us to get the most out of the new year of 2022. Keys can be used to start something or used to open doors. It is my prayer that these keys will start you off on the right foot in the right direction. It's also my prayer that you will use these keys to open doors of opportunity that God has placed before you. I will label these keys A, B, C, and D. A, accept responsibility for my life. This is something that is hard for many people to do. Some people would rather blame someone else for the problems and difficulties in their lives. These are people that go around looking for someone who will accept responsibility for them. Uh-oh. I wish I could get somebody to be responsible for me. So someone who will accept responsibilities for the way they live their lives and the choices they make. When things doesn't turn out the way they hope, they have someone they can blame. Huh? Anybody here like that, right? Listen, accepting responsibilities for one's life is not a popular concept in our society because we live in a culture that embraces a concept called political correctness. This basically says none of your problems are your fault. Everything bad in your life is somebody else's fault. Blame the environment, blame the educator, blame the parents, blame anybody else, but don't blame me. If you get in an accident, it's never your fault. If you spill some coffee on yourself, sue McDonald's. It's their fault. It's always somebody else's fault. We will never be successful in life, and we will never make our lives count if we have the attitude that it's someone else's fault. Learn to take responsibilities of your actions. Stop blaming other people. We will never be successful until we get to the point that our attitude changes to accept responsibility for what we do. We must accept responsibility for our own lives. Where is it at, Steve? Well, Paul talks to us in Galatians 6 and 5. He says, each person must be responsible for himself. The King James Version says, for every man shall bear his own burdens. Here is the truth of the scripture. I am responsible for my own life, if I like it or not. And in case you don't know it, when you stand before Jesus, can't nobody stand for you. You got to stand for yourself. Huh? So all of us here today face two kinds of circumstances. Those circumstances which have no control, which we have no control over. None of us here today know what we will face throughout this year. There are certain things that are going to happen regardless of what you do or how you plan your year. There is no excuse for not being prepared or having a plan. Example of some of these things that we have no control over. We have no control over the weather. We have no control over the economy. Amen. The companies that we work for or the words and actions of other people. There are some circumstances that we face as a result of my own choice, my own actions, and lack of actions. For example, I know people that have had financial problems because they quit their job and didn't have another one all lined up. I ain't talking to y'all. I'm just saying what I'm saying. The reason they quit their job is because they didn't like it. Or someone made them mad. Then when things got tight, money and food was low, these people blame their family, the church, or someone in the church because their family, the church, or someone in the church refused to accept the responsibility for the decisions and actions of those people. am I putting y'all to sleep? What they really want was someone to accept the responsibility for their lives and bail them out of trouble. There are people like that in this world. They just always blaming somebody else. I could see you now going to school, coming home to do the homework. You didn't pay attention. Now you're saying the teacher didn't teach. I can see you now on your job, supposed to get there at a certain time, but you get there when you feel like it. And when you get fired, it's somebody else's fault. I ain't talking to nobody here. Well, maybe not we might not be in control of all circumstances that we will face this coming year. We do have control of how we act and respond to them. That reminds us of what? Our Sunday school lesson. Huh? We have control of how we act and respond to what happens. We need to understand that there are three kinds of people in life. Let me see how many you might be. There's the accuser, the excuser, and the chooser. Huh? There are accusers. They always blame everybody else for their problems. Their favorite phrase is, "It's all your fault." And then they even have the audacity sometimes to say, "The devil made me do it." It's never my fault. It's always someone else's fault. They are excusers. Excuses are people that always have an excuse for not making a decision or doing something. There's always a reason why they can't make the most or get the most out of their year. It's because they have made no plans for their life. In the long run, they end up being losers. I discover that whenever I want to procrastinate on something, an excuse will do. The Bible says a lazy man is full of excuses. There are choosers. They say, I choose to accept responsibilities for my own life, goals, and happiness. I'm not depending upon somebody else to make my make me happy. I'm not depending on you to give me joy. I'm not depending on you to dictate to me how my day will go. I'm not depending on you for what I need in life. I'm going to make the choice to do the things the Lord wants me to do. I choose the direction of my life. I'm not dependent on the crowd. I can praise him without the crowd. If there's nobody in here but me and the engineers up there, we praise him the same way when you in here. They'll tell you, I don't worry about the crowd because when I'm preaching, I see angels. And right now, the church is packed. There's no seats left. I got angels all around standing on the walls. Amen. In the aisles here. Amen. I see angels. Amen. I'm not depending on others. If we do this, we will already be a jump ahead in 2022. B is believe I can change. Uh-oh, here's one that kind of gets everybody. Stop saying I can't change. Stop saying I can. The person that believes that they can change with the help of God will change. Philippians 4 and 13 tells us in the Jerusalem Bible, there is nothing I cannot master with the help of Christ who gives me strength. In other words, I can do all things. To Christ that strengthens me. I wonder, do you really believe this verse? There is nothing I can't master. That means there's nothing I'm going to hit in the next 365 days, no problems, no situations, no circumstances, no hassles that I can't handle, that I can't manage, that I'm not capable of handling with the help and strength that God gives me. Many, many, many people never succeed in life because they believe they can't change. They never enjoy life because life to them is just one big failure after another. They face a new year with regrets rather than the joy of knowing that God has given them an opportunity to make a difference in their own lives with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is going to do a new thing in your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you came from. Some folks got the excuse, I came out of family that was doing nothing. And so I ain't going to do nothing. I know y'all don't like my English, but I just threw that in there. It's time for us to realize because we was born into something, born in sin, shaping into iniquity. Huh? But it don't mean I got to stay there. Because the word tells me if any man, where my Bible readers, if any man that is in Christ is a new creature, old things, somebody say old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I'm going to tell somebody, I ain't going to lie like I did last year. Come on, come on. I ain't gonna gossip like I did last year. Huh? Well, not as much anyway. I believe I have discovered why we are so many years, amen, without having any joy, without any progress. is because we are drunk in yesterday. They get drunk to forget the past year because they're afraid to face the new year. Now, it don't necessarily have to be alcohol to get drunk. Other things can hold you back. Other things can enslave you. But the help and grace of God, I can overcome the past and face the future. I'd say to myself, I have a new handle on life for this coming year. Come on, you gotta say that to yourself. I have a new handle on life for this coming year. I believe and know I can change. Huh? I believe and know that I can change, not on my own power, but with the power that God gives me. The Bible is full of stories of people who changed because they believed they could change after God touched them. The lame man who couldn't walk, but when Jesus touched him, he could walk. The blind man who couldn't see, when Jesus touched him, he could see. So you ought to say, if Jesus touched me, things will change in my life. Oh, good God Almighty. I see a new horizon coming now. I see a new vision now. Because the Holy Spirit is working on the inside. And I can see that I have not seen, no ear have heard, no mind have conceived what the Lord have in store for them that love him. God calls a man by the name of Moses. I want to use you to save a nation. Moses made all kinds of excuses. But God used Moses. Gideon made excuses. But God used him. Amen. Jonah made excuses. But God used him. I come to let you know today, God can use you and he can use me. Oh, yes. The good news is God wants to use you. Huh? That's a praise right there. Because see, he don't have to do it. But he did. He didn't have to bless you this morning. But he did. Amen. First, you must accept the responsibility for your own life. Second, you must believe you can change. That God can give you the power to change if you trust him. The C is for clarity. Amen. I'm sorry, to clarify what I really want. The Bible tells us the right division and make it plain. Amen. You must decide what's important and what's not important. Do you go to school and learn? Or do you skip school and do your thing playing games in your room? God wants you to know if you are going to succeed, if you're going to get a degree, then you got to study to show yourself approved. A workman that needs not. Rightly dividing the word of God. God has given each of us an incredible gift to call the freedom to choice. The freedom of choice. That's one of the things that makes us like God. Woo! You mean there's something that makes me like God? When God says in Genesis 1, let us make man in our own image. Look at that. Y'all missed that, didn't you? Let us make man in our own image. That gives us freedom of choice. This is the one of the ways that we are different from animals. We have the freedom to choose between good and evil. We have the freedom to choose what we want. The only way we can clarify what we really want is to make a list and decide what is important and what's not important. The reason we have siblings disagreements is because we choose not to do the right thing. We find so many times that there is disagreements in the family because of the choices that we make. Amen. And therefore, we have to suffer the consequences because we are not following God's plan. The only way we can clarify what we really want is to make the list. It's amazing. Most people never do that. They never stop and think through and write down on paper what's really important to them in life. Y'all mighty quiet. Y'all at least could say, ouch. It's amazing. It's amazing how people do this. Maybe some of you have never done this. You've never written down the things that are important to you. You must ask yourself, what's important to me? What really counts? We can't do what's important until we clarify. That's why there's so much confusion between a lot of times spouses, is because we don't clarify what's important. You got to learn, no matter what you're going through, you have to make a decision. You're going to do what's best for the family, not what's best for you. You see, if you don't do that, you are going to punish the people who are around you. You're going to put pressure on other people's lives. And when you put pressures on people, people are going to fight back. See, your value determines your vision. Your desire determines your directions. Your roles determines your goals. Most people have never made up their mind what they want out of life. And if you aim at nothing, you ain't going to hit nothing. Oh, I know y'all ain't gonna like me now. What is he preaching about on a New Year's Sunday? I want to challenge you as I get ready to close. I got to get out of here. I want to challenge you to make a list of things that are important to you, a list of things that you want to accomplish in this year. Amen. I want to go to school. I want to finish school. I want to get my degree. I want to buy me a house. I want to get me a good job. You have to determine these things in life. Otherwise, you're going to accept whatever comes your way. The reason many times that, I'm going to just put it this way, our people suffer is because we settle for whatever. Huh? If I want the best things in life, I need an education. Otherwise, I'm just going to be a dope dealer. Come on, somebody. That's why we got so many folks being shot in the streets and robbing and killing. Because these people have not made a choice to do the right thing. We got to make up in our mind that we are going to get the best out of life. Why waste 365 days doing nothing? You find so many people that are trying to figure out how I can get unemployment from this month to this month to this month to that month. Never put in a job application. Then they get mad because they don't have another stimulus plan. Woo! Man, this make me holler. We are going to have to make decisions between what is best for me. I can sit around and I can mope and groan because I can't find what I want, or I can search to find what I want. We don't have time for everything. We need to clarify two or three things that we got to get done this year. What are the things that are really important? May I suggest two or three things, and I'm going to sit down. Number one, your relationship with God needs to be number one. What are you going to do this year to strengthen and improve your relationship with God? What are you going to do to become more intimate with Him? You need to make a relationship, amen, with God the top of your list. That should be your top priority. Because you have to understand, you can't stand up here and sing and not have a relationship with God. You can put on a show, but you can't really sing until you have a relationship with God. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you're singing in a strange land. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me here. Amen. And so we have to have that relationship with God, a relationship with your church and your church family. You know, some churches, I hate to say it, you know, people just come and go. They don't know nobody. They don't have no type of relationship with nobody. They don't know how to speak to nobody. They just come and get the word. They're gone. You have to have a relationship with your church family. Because where there's unity, there is strength. You know, everything that happens don't happen here in the church. I need somebody that I can call and have prayer with. I need somebody that I can call and say, listen, I'm down and I need you to help me up. I need somebody who can give me some advice. There are three things that I have heard people on their deathbed wish. They wish they had given greater priority to. I have never heard anyone say, I wish I had spent more time at the office, at work, or building my career. So there is priorities that we have to set in life. Clarify what's important. Don't wait to begin. I wish I had more young folks here today, because some of us, it's a little bit too late. Don't wait to begin. Listen, do it now. Huh? Tell your neighbor, do it now, do it now. These three words can change your life. Do it now. If you and I wait for the right situation or the right kind of circumstances, we will miss out on life together. There will never be an ideal set of circumstances to start out on. To make the most of 2022 and to accomplish the things you want to accomplish, start now. Start cutting back on buying all them shoes, all that jewelry, all them suits and shoes. Start now. Put some money aside. Start now. If it ain't for $3. Hey, y'all. Listen to this. Ecclesiastic 11 tells us this. Ecclesiastic 11 and 4 says, if you wait for a perfect condition, you will never get anything done. And some folks, you know, they're just waiting for the perfect situation before they start doing anything. But you're never going to make it that way. If you don't get the job that you're trying to get, work something until you get that job. Huh? You got to make a sacrifice. Let me close here. When you walk out of the door, there will be no one to motivate you or to encourage you. You have to determine right now that it doesn't matter what happens or what comes your way. This is going to be the best year yet. Then with each of the passing years, continue to improve the quality of your life with the help and grace of God. And Jeremiah makes it plain to us. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expecting end. What kind of person will you be this year? Will you be an accuser, excuser, or a chooser? Will you choose to make the most of 2022? Will you accept responsibility for your life? Will you believe you can change? Will you clarify what you want this year and what is important? Will you start right now? Will your relationship with God be on the top of your list? Will your family and church be at the top of your list? The choice is yours. What will this year be for you? You have that choice. You make that choice. And if you want God to guide you, like I said earlier, make him the top of your list. Some people, I hate to say it, you know, we come to church just to be coming to church, when you ought to make the most out of it. Hello, somebody. When the word tells us, enter into his gates with what? Into his courts with what? If we learn to follow God's instructions, we find favor with God. And then your blessings will flow. In other words, I didn't come here to see what you do. I didn't come here to see how you act. I came to meet Jesus. I came to hear the word. And when you hear it, you have to put it in action. Huh? You got to tell me you love me. You got to show me you love me. Oh, y'all mighty quiet. Mighty quiet. This is a new year. What are we going to do with it? What are you going to do with your new year? I see so many times people sit around and want what somebody else got instead of going at it for themselves. You know, nothing is going to fall out of the sky on a silver platter for you or me. You got to make a choice. If you want the best in life, you have to apply yourself to get the best in life. God bless you. I hope I disturbed you. I even hope I made you mad. Let us stand. God bless you. Maybe somebody here today. Amen. that heard the word wants to make the most of this year, the best way is to give yourself to Jesus. Let him make a change in your life. I don't know if the choir know. I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven have changed my name. Can y'all sing a little bit? That's an old song. Y'all know that. Amen. Give the mic to Sister Evelyn Hunter. I know she know it. Amen. I know she can sing it. Amen. But while she's coming, if there's one today that needs to be saved and you're lost, I want you to know that Jesus wants to save you today. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Let him make a difference in your life. If you're listening into this broadcast and you're not saved, come now. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Oh, Lord.
Sing, mother.
I know I've been changed.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I know I've been changed.
Yeah.
See, the angels in heaven.
Done change.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Sing, mother.
I know I've been changed.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I know I've been changed.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Sing, mother. Come on, brother.
Being redeemed.
Yeah.
The angels in heaven shine my name. Yes. Follow me down.
Yeah.
To the jordan dream.
Well.
The angels in heaven.
Say it. Yeah. Yes, sir. The sound. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
You see.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I know I've been changed. Yeah. Oh. No, I've been changed. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. Nobody but Jesus. Yeah. Changed me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's pray this prayer. Those who are lost, let's pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say that you get into a Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the word of God. Amen. We must not leave today without going to the altar. Somebody's in need today. Somebody needs comforting. Somebody needs their burden lifted. Because we can't do it on our own. But through the grace of God, he can lift our heavy burden. Those that have lost loved ones, God can comfort you. God can keep you. He said, casting all your cares upon me because I careth for you. Very, very shortly. Dear Lord, we come saying thank you, Lord, for this moment, for this time that you have blessed us to be here. God, we come now with all of our cares that you told us to bring to you. Some are bringing loved ones. Some are bringing friends. Some are even bringing enemies. Some needs healing. Some needs delivering. And some needs saving. So here we are, Lord, standing at the foot of the cross, saying, please, Lord, have mercy upon us. Send your healing power right now. Correct whatever is wrong with us. Clean up what we messed up so we can start our lives all over again. Come, Holy Spirit, right now. We need you right now, Lord, to bless us, to keep us, and to save us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We're getting ready to go, but I want you to bless this choir right here. Amen. Thank y'all so much. Our musicians, bless them, director, our deacons, our ministers, our mothers, our ushers, our sound technicians. Now, I know this is unusual, but the word says, at the end of the Lord's Supper, that they sang the hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. But you know, I'm going to start the new year off with songs of the church. And I want Mother Johnson, if she want to do trouble in my way, she can do that. But I just want her to do something. Because, you see, these songs that they sing is what I got saved on. I don't know about you, but some of these songs nowadays, I don't even know what they're talking about. I need something going to stir my soul. Not just make my foot wiggle, but stir my soul. And I just need Mother to stir me up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Praise God. Praise God.
I rose, I didn't have no doubt. Oh, this morning when I rose,
yeah,
I didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, oh,
yeah,
I didn't have no doubt. I know the Lord
will.
I know the Lord.
Song like that. When you're facing your problems, I know the Lord will take care of me. He will provide for me. Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm going to let you go home now. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We love you. Happy New Year. Have a wonderful, wonderful 2022. Love you, Mama.